Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We're going to go to Falcons radio analyst, Mr. Dave Archer. Arch, I hope you're not in traffic, man. I hope all the good things are coming your way today. Happy Friday
to you. Yes. Well, so far, happy Friday to you guys, too, and I am not sitting in traffic. And I deemed Bo's call yesterday not important enough to return, so that's where we're at on that.
Well, stung him. Got him.
You know what? It was very important, and you're going to have to pay a fine for that, Arch.
Arch, here's where I want to start with this. This was brought to my attention by somebody I was chatting with, another Falcons fan, and the question was posed to me, if the Falcons want to be taken seriously as a team that can not only win the division and make the playoffs, but a team that can make noise in the playoffs, this is one of the games they have to go get. How do you feel about that? And do you think that there is a roadmap for the Falcons to go out and dominate the Broncos?
Well, I think that certainly the first part of that, Mike, is I would agree that you have to go out and you got to go win some games in tough environments on the road. And certainly, you know, I was thinking this week about the conditions and things that this team has had to play in. And really, it's been pretty pristine. I don't know that we're going to get a ton of weather out there, but it's certainly going to be colder. And some guys react differently to that than others. But teams that want to go on and win a championship are not bothered by whatever the situation is, whether you have to travel a long way or whether you have to play in conditions. And I think this team is equipped offensively to do both. We've talked about their ability to run it and throw it. And so that should fit whatever situation potentially that Mother Nature could throw at you. I do think that they were bothered some by crowd noise last week, as much as you want to say that, you know, guys got in the wrong position or something like that. I thought that the edge players were able to get upfield some. You know how that is, Mike, playing that position and trying to look inside for the snap and a silent count and yet still keep your eyes craned out to find a guy that's coming off the edge. And they've got two guys that could come off the edge here. So I'll be interested to see what the Denver crowd can do there as far as that goes. But I would agree with you that you have to go, if you want to be taken seriously, you have to go win these kind of games. I think they're more than capable of doing it. Now, can they dominate Denver, as you suggested or thought about? I don't know that they could dominate them. I think they're good. Denver's good enough defensively where they're going to keep the game in front of them. Now, as soon as I say that, you go back a couple weeks ago, and Baltimore blew them off the field in the second half because they got their ground game cranked up. So the blowout piece of it, we'll just take a one-point win and get the hell out of there. But I do agree with you that you need to go win this football game.
I don't know, Arch. We might need style points for the College Football Playoff Committee.
Correct, top 12.
So I was breaking down the tape for Mike earlier this week, Arch, on the Denver defense, and they show a lot of five-man fronts. What have you seen from them with what they are doing with that five-man front and how they're using that to get after the quarterback and stop the run game, which they've been very good at?
Yeah, they're, you know, teams, I've been as much tape as we all watch and stuff like that. Teams are pretty similar to one another in what they're trying to do. There's not a lot of, you know, we used to get all the different formations and or different styles and forms of offensive football. The same came with the heads of the different defenses. Van Joseph's done a nice job with their defense, but Vance Joseph, but they are similar to what we do, you know, from an upfront standpoint. Now they're different in the back end a little bit, that they play maybe a little bit more man coverage than Atlanta does, but they want to play match coverage in the back end. So that it's a form of man coverage, but they're going to take guys that are in their territory or in their area. And yeah, they want to single you up front if they can. and get five on five to come after you. Jonathan Cooper and Nick Benito are good up front. The two edge guys that they play as their outside linebackers slash edge rushers. And then Franklin Myers on the inside, DJ Jones, Dak Allen. They've got four guys that have five-plus sacks, so they're doing a good job of singling teams up front and getting one-on-one matchups, and those guys are winning those one-on-one matchups. That's what Atlanta's not doing defensively, is winning one-on-one matchups.
Hanging out with the Falcons radio analyst, Mr. Dave Archer, and talking about this game on Sunday coming up between the Broncos and the Atlanta Falcons. You can hear that right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game at 4:05 Eastern time. Pre-game coverage starts with me and Goforth at 2 o'clock. Arch, look, man, let's not sugarcoat anything. The DNPs at practice yesterday, there's a lot of cornerbacks on that list. D. Alford hamstring, Mike Hughes neck, Antonio Hamilton Sr. with the pec injury. What, you know, who do the Falcons turn to next? And you know, as far as the depth at that position, and what do you think that says about how Denver will try to attack this defense?
Well, I mean, again, as you get the attrition battle that happens on every National Football League team, the one that concerns me the most probably is D. Alford. D. with a hamstring. I know he was limited or did not practice, and so you hope that that's more of a maintenance thing than it is anything else. Because I thought, I don't know how you felt, but I thought we were dramatically different when D went out of the game. Who was it against either Tampa or New Orleans when D left the game early on in one of those games? We were completely – it was the Tampa game because that was the game that Mike Hughes went off in. Yeah, we ended up getting Antonio Hamilton singled on Mike Hughes a couple of times, and they made us pay. I think D's really settled into that position. Mike Hughes has done a nice job on the outside, but Clark has traded in and out with him. And I know Clark got beat deep last weekend, but he's a tiger. He's a guy that's going to come up and hit you. He's a very similar size to Hughes, so you're not losing a lot from a size standpoint. But I think that the D. Alford one is one that concerns you, because I'm not sure you have a guy that can do what D does, because he's more of a corner size guy. He's not that bigger dude, but he's quick twitch and he can run. I think he understands what they're doing defensively. So that concerns you a little bit. Does that mean you play three safeties? That mean Richie Grant's more on the field and Justin Simmons and Jesse Bates are playing? Because they don't have a lot of place to turn. Kevin King will be a guy that'll play. But Antonio Hamilton, as you mentioned, is that guy that is kind of essentially that second or third nickelback to come in the game. So they're going to have to delve into maybe some of their practice squad a little bit as we look to game day.
Arch, when I was looking at Bo Nix's stuff, you know, obviously we haven't gotten to watch him a lot, but I was looking at kind of how his first five-game split was to the second, because they're 10 games in. He's thrown for, 300 more yards in the last five games. His completion percentage is better. 7 touchdowns, 2 interception ratio. He's running the ball better. What have you seen in his progress from early in the season to now?
Well, I just think that he and Sean Payton are getting together better. They're melding better. I think he understands that the veteran coach is what he's trying to do with him. I think they're spending a lot of time in the meeting rooms together, maybe up in Sean's office, talking about, you know, what he's trying to call for him, what he's trying to accentuate, what Bo feels good about. So I think that's part of the ebb and flow of new coach, new quarterback scenarios, similar to what's going on here, even though we've got a veteran quarterback and a younger coordinator. They've got an older coordinator and a young quarterback. So it's a similar type meld between the two, mind-wise and what you feel comfortable with. I remember sitting down as a quarterback when I was a young guy playing and sitting down with my head coach, Dan Henning, and Dan would say, okay, what do you like on third down? And so you would go through that stuff. And most quarterbacks do that, but it's even more important for a younger quarterback to really feel like the coach wants to hear from you and that you have his ear and he's going to put things in that you feel comfortable with. I will say that, you know, the trends that you're talking about with Bo are interesting, because the trends that they're having from a scoring standpoint, they're struggling. They're scoreless in the first quarter in 7 of 10 games this year, including the last three. They're also scoreless in the third quarter in 6 of 10 games, including the last three. So those trends are trending toward, the quarterback's playing a little better, but they're not putting any points on the board, which is interesting. Now, you better get them quickly, because this defense settles in the second half. They're only giving up 7 points per game over their 10 games in the second half. So this is a team that you want to probably try to strike quickly on, and it looks like, based on some of the numbers, maybe their offense is giving the ball back to you, so you might have an opportunity for a couple more possessions in the first half.
Well, Arch, let's go out and get us a win on Sunday, man. Look, that's a long flight to be able to have to sit next to Bo on coming up. So, man, hopefully, prayers out to you for that.
Run. Well, the beauty of it is on these longer trips, they give us a bigger overhead space, so maybe we can get him in there with our bags and stuff like that.
Oh, man, safe travels, yeah, brother.
You laugh now, tough guy.
We'll catch up with you on Monday, man.
See you guys. Take care. Thanks.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.